Savitri, pages 528 and 529. There was no wall severing the soul and mind, no mystic fence guarding from the claims of life. In its deep lotus home her being sat, as if on concentration's marble seat, calling the mighty mother of the worlds to make this earthly tenement her house. As in a flash from a supernal light, a living image of the original power, a face, a form came down into her heart, and made of it its temple and pure abode. But when its feet had touched the quivering bloom, a mighty movement rocked the inner space, as if a world were shaken and found its soul, out of the unconscious, soulless, mindless night. A flaming serpent rose, released from sleep. It rose, billowing its coils, and stood erect, and climbing mightily, stormily, on its way. It touched her senses with its flaming mouth, as if a fiery kiss had broken their sleep. They bloomed and laughed, surcharged with light and bliss. Then at the crown it joined the eternal space, in the flower of the head, in the flower of matter's base, in each divine stronghold and nature knot. It held together the mystic stream which joins the viewless summits with the unseen depths, the string of forts that made the frail defense, safeguarding us against the enormous world, our lines of self-expression in its vast, an image sat of the original power, wearing the mighty mother's form and face, armed, bearer of the weapon and the sign, whose occult might no magic can imitate. Manifold, yet one she sat, a guardian force, a savior gesture stretched her lifted arm, in symbol of some native cosmic strength. A sacred beast lay prone below her feet, a silent, flame-eyed mass of living force. All underwent a high celestial change, breaking the black inconscience, blind, mute wall, effacing the circles of the ignorance. Powers and divinities burst flaming forth, each part of the being trembling with delight, lay overwhelmed with tides of happiness, and saw her hand in every circumstance, and felt her touch in every limb and cell. In the country of the lotus of the head, which thinking mind has made its busy space, in the castle of the lotus twixt the brows, whence it shoots the arrows of its sight and will, in the passage of the lotus of the throat, where speech must rise in the expressing mind, in the heart's impulse run towards word and act, a glad uplift and a new working came.